Sports.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. You are hearing the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. I know that's amazing. I know it's equally amazing to be hearing Brian Sovereign bringing in the show. But it's like they always say, you give them long enough and the Jews will take over everything.
Oh, God.
Wow.
But it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And
I think you're doing a fantastic job, Brian.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think things are going quite well.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I brought with me today, well, I didn't bring it. Actually, everybody else brought in the stories. But I made sure that this was going to be a collection of the most ridiculous stories you will ever hear in your life. Very fitting for Halloween, because Halloween's a time when everybody just gets crazy. And, Mark, you had a really crazy story, I thought. If you want to tell me about that one.
Yeah, the news just can't get much stranger. So, news of the weird used to be a real staple for Free Talk Live. Back in the day, when it was hard to find liberty-oriented news, we'd have to hunt all day to find the liberty-oriented news. We scoured FARC.com, which I haven't gone to in years for these stories. I now go to FreeTalkLive.com, where we've got the, you know, where our listeners present us with news stories, vote them up, vote them down.
Oh, it's fantastic. Reddit integration is great.
Yep, and it works really well. It's a great place. Also, freedomsphoenix.com is another good site. And I kind of look at those two, and that's all I need to do.
Sure.
And there's all kinds of liberty-oriented news to the point that, well, there's no way we could. I would have to do it, this show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to get through the stories. And this, so it's really just a disparity. In 10 years, things have, I guess the tyranny has ramped up is the only, either the news stories on tyranny have ramped up or the tyranny has ramped up, one of the two.
Absolutely. I could believe the second, but I could believe the first two.
So this is from thesmokinggun.com. We've certainly read some stories from there. And it starts out, a 19-year-old Florida woman was arrested last month for misdemeanor domestic violence. This can't be good on your job application.
No.
I'm a husband beater, or wife beater, or whatever.
Beater.
After allegedly launching an unprovoked water pistol attack on her boyfriend, police report.
Repeat that.
A water pistol report. She has basically gotten a domestic violence charge for a water pistol attack. It does get a, there's a little more to this.
Okay. So all I'm hearing is that, okay, she had a Super Soaker 50,
nope,
and we've got to put her under arrest.
I believe it was a pistol.
Okay.
It wasn't even a full-on.
So it wasn't that serious.
Wow.
Just a little
squirt gun.
Well, I was just kind of, I'm hoping. I'm like, okay, yeah, I could see, you know, those Super Soaker 50s, they got some pretty good pressure to them. You got to cock them real good.
Might take your hat off.
Yeah, might take your hat off. So maybe something happened here. But if it's just one of these little dollar store squirt pistols, go ahead.
Yeah.
Is that a gender double standard? Because, you know, sometimes there are unprovoked squirt gun attacks that happen from the male side of things. Okay.
I think it may be a gender double standard simply because mostly men aren't going to be charged with provoking domestic violence. Do you understand? Like, men usually get charged with domestic violence. Mm-hmm. They don't usually get charged with provoking domestic violence.
I didn't even know that was a charge.
Well, this is essentially what happened. Basically, it's a domestic violence charge if you provoke it. And she really did, with the water pistol, start things. So the story goes on.
So silly.
It's silly, right? So let me tell you the story as it proceeded. Okay. So she squirts him. So she took out a water pistol and squirted him with water, according to what she said to the police. He said something to her she didn't like, so she squirted him with the water pistol. During the ensuing confrontation, her boyfriend, whom she dated for a year, then dumped a container of water on her.
Okay, so there's escalation.
There's escalation.
All right.
Water escalation.
Okay.
And then struck her with a pillow. Then they reportedly exchanged shoves.
Wow. Pillow fight. some shoving, water pistol. Sounds like the beginning of a fun night.
Somebody may have fallen over, because I'll bet some alcohol was involved. Okay, so then, because she was the primary aggressor during the September 27th incident, as a result, she was arrested for squirting water on the victim to antagonize and agitate him against her wishes. The name of her damp boyfriend has been redacted by police from affidavit.
How the heck did this get reported to the cops? Like, it doesn't sound like anyone...
It could have been done anywhere.
Well, how far did this escalate? I suppose that's the question. Like, at what
just
point?
Shoving.
It just went to shoving.
Just went to shoving.
I mean, shoving will get you.
Shoving can be pretty serious stuff. I mean, somebody can fall on their butt. They can hurt their coccyx. Yeah, they can get scraped up a little bit.
That's clearly laid out in domestic violence.
Yep.
Shoving is part of that. But I guess I've just never heard a story where you're not getting arrested for the shoving. You're not getting arrested for what happened. You're actually getting arrested for provocation.
Yeah, what if we applied that to rape? I mean, that would be a scary precedent, right?
Sure. Yeah, but well, rape's like, look, she put those short shorts on.
Right.
She was asking for
it. It's not the same thing. So this is an actual assault. I mean, like, you know, she really did something, struck him in some way. You know, I mean, I realize it's just water, but if it had been lead, right, higher speed,
okay, but
we would have definitely...
I'm picturing, like, kids at a park, someone tosses a rock into the little creek running over. You know, alongside and water splashes up onto somebody, so that person takes their hands, cups it up, tosses it at the person, then the person shoves them into the water, and then the cops come and say, well, you threw the rock into the water, even though you weren't aiming at her, you threw the rock in the water, you're going to jail, buddy.
I'm willing to say no one should have gone to jail for this one.
Yeah.
But if you're going to take someone to jail for this one, if you must take someone to jail, and I don't think they should have gone, then... I mean, I don't see how he is necessarily responsible. I wasn't there, but she didn't accidentally squirt him with water in the face, okay?
Is this one of those cases where if they get a call about domestic violence, they have to arrest somebody?
I don't know
in
the
some states.
I do not know the laws in Florida. I would imagine that they are the craziest in the United States behind Louisiana. That's my experience. But
sure.
Nonetheless, I don't know whether or not Florida is one of those where if they're called for domestic violence, they have to take someone to jail. I think that this is bad if one of the two in the couple call the police, then I can see why you might say, oh, great, somebody's going to jail because they called. But if somebody else calls and says, two people are yelling at each other and I think someone pushed someone.
Right.
Then I don't understand why police would necessarily have to take somebody to jail.
That's
do you understand?
The only thing
right.
I can imagine that makes sense is like a well-meaning neighbor heard them, you know, heard them like screaming or whatever and saw some pushing and shoving and called the cops and said, oh my gosh, there's domestic violence going on. And they show up, they've got, you know, super soaker stains on them or whatever, and they're having a fine time and they say, okay, what's going on here? And the couple says, oh, nothing, we're just playing. And they say, well, you know, we have to take someone to jail, so
I get the impression
who started it?
Some people were angry here. I get, and anger might be the central part of this. Now, I'd be willing to bet.
You mean the couple was angry?
Okay. I get the impression that they were angry at each other. But I would be willing to bet that they've gotten back together since then. I mean, this just isn't serious enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unless one of them called the police on the other, then I'd be willing to say, well, that's a pretty high level of aggression. But if we're just talking about water guns and pillow fights here, even if you're angry or not... And people get back together all the time after these things.
Oh, they do. Sometimes
there's just no reason for the police to be involved most of the time.
After actual domestic violence.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, there's so many people that it seems that they use domestic violence as like a pressure release valve. it's terrible what they do. They really do. I mean, they're just like, well, all right, let's have this fight. And then, you know, I mean, how many people come back? It's like, oh, the sex was great after we beat the crap out of each other.
I have heard it.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I guess it, to some degree, I'm almost glad that this was just water guns and pillows. You know,
let's keep it there. But if you liked it and you got back together, the chances are it's going to escalate from here. And then, you know, and then where's it go? I don't know.
Right, right. Yeah, but it's blowing my mind, the idea that provocation is enough. That's almost to get you arrested. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, is provoking someone, is that grounds to get out the cuffs and get them behind the bars?
It's like in third grade when the kids get in a fight and they say, okay, who started it?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, with water guns, too. Call in 855-450-3733 is the last numbers. Let me know what you think.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. It is Mark with you.
All right. It's
this is my first time, okay? Please go easy on me.
Mark, I thought it was a great joke.
Yeah.
I was going to say Brian.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Mark mask right now. It's Halloween. So, but it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
I'm not sure who I am. Am I Demi? Am I?
You're going to be hard to fake, Stephanie.
Yep.
With a voice like that. So
I've heard an exciting number, 15,000. Why don't you tell me about
it? Right.
That?
Something really big happened Friday with the Free State Project, and that big thing is I'm going to self-identify as a Free State Project signer, and I'm happy about it. I think the Free State Project's an exciting movement to forward the ideas of liberty, to give people who believe ideas similar to me some place to go, to feel like their home. And that's what the Free State Project's about. And we are now at 75% of the way of reaching the goal of 20,000 people stating their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. It's great. I'm glad that we've made it to 15,000. I think it's going to be a fast run up to 20. And I'm looking forward to seeing the move trigger and seeing more people come.
Absolutely. I think, especially when you get 75% of the way, the snowball just starts, collecting more and more snow as it goes down the hill.
Be a snowball. Go to freestateproject.org, sign up for the Free State Project.
Oh, no, be a unique snowflake. Yeah. One of 20,000.
Well, a snowball's made of a lot of unique snowflakes.
Exactly.
They all get to be here. 20,000 of them. It's exciting. 15,000 signers. That really
right.
is. It's an absolute milestone.
That's
I
great.
Think it's great. But anyway, tonight, if you want to call in, it's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about everything from kids getting taken by the government because of their hair color to people being declared undead while standing right in front of the judge alive, people getting arrested for squirting someone else with a little dollar store's squirt gun. But anyway, we can take a little break from the ridiculous and the insane, though maybe some people might think this is insane. Mark, you have a story about Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, this story. I'm not endorsing this story, okay?
You're not endorsing.
I'm just reading it.
Okay.
Written by Ryan Charleston over at Bitcoinorati.
Bitcoinorati.
Bitcoinorati?
I know him, actually. I interviewed him.
What does it mean? What does it mean, Bitcoinorati? What's that?
The Bitcoinorati is like the people who are in the Bitcoin world.
Oh, I see.
The movers and shakers.
So I'm a Bitcoinorati?
Yeah,
okay.
Like in the Bitcoin community.
So here it goes. The title of it is, Bitcoins are worth $1,000 each, and here's why.
$1,000 each?
$10,000
each. $10,000 each.
Excuse me. They do have a picture of, one of these president fellows here.
President fellows?
Yeah, one of them.
He's not the only one who says this, by the way. Max Kaiser says they're worth...
Well,
$100,000 to a million or something. I don't
know. He lays out a really outlandish case, I guess I would say. But okay, so it's,
on the other hand, Falkvinge says that they're worth $2 each. So we have people varying by several orders of magnitude on what they think Bitcoin's.
I agree with
worth.
Falkvinge, and I am willing to buy all your Bitcoins at $2 a piece.
Yeah, get in line.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, this is a great opportunity to comment about prices, because what is a price? Like, how does anyone know the true, quote-unquote, price of anything? They don't. What they need is a bunch of people who are buying and selling that thing to somehow meet in the middle, right? Like, everybody who wants to buy it for one penny and everyone who wants to sell it for $1 million, somewhere in the middle they're going to meet.
Sure.
And that is called the price. And
right.
The price gives you a lot of information about what the subjective value is of a thing, and it integrates a lot of different information into a simple price point.
And that's the key, is that value is subjective, and I am very, very curious to hear why this guy's subjective value is $10,000 per Bitcoin.
What is the true value of Bitcoin? Now, I'm not the first to say this, but if Bitcoins are to be treated and used as real currency, quotation marks there, adopted and used by millions, if not billions, of people worldwide, I think each Bitcoin will find its way to a value of at least $10,000 a piece. Today, Bitcoins are worth about $144 each. So you can see this was written a while, because what are they at right now, Stephanie?
We checked the Bitcoin paranoid.
207.
205.50 on Mt. Gox.
There you go. Okay. So today, Bitcoins are about $144 each, and with 11.8 million of them in circulation, the value of all Bitcoins reaches $1.7 billion, and since Bitcoins are the first truly global digital currency, it's fair to measure them on a global scale. With a world population approaching 7.2 billion, that's less than 25 cents worth in Bitcoins per person to go around. Compare this to nearly 11 trillion U.S. dollars in circulation worldwide. That's $1,500 per person. These numbers illustrate just how small the total value of Bitcoins in circulation remains and how much of the total value of Bitcoins must appreciate before there's enough value to spread it around.
Now, this is really interesting because he's making an argument that I've heard made before. Basically, it's about the scarcity of Bitcoin and the potential pool of people who might use them. However, like, how do altcoins affect this? And what an altcoin is an alternative to Bitcoin, sort of like a Bitcoin copycat, if you will. It's based off of the Bitcoin idea and Bitcoin code because Bitcoin is open source.
Sure, there's Litecoin, Feathercoin, mm-hmm. there's a whole
slew. PPCoins.
Yep, Frycoin.
Oh, there's millions of them. And sure. It seems like everybody and their brother is making their own coin now and just tweaking certain parameters of Bitcoin. And what remains to be seen is if any of these are actually going to be significantly different enough from Bitcoin to present a real alternative that can do things that Bitcoin can't do, and people will find value in that and start using them. And, you know, some of them maybe are showing potential, but we're going to have to see. And, crap, we're going to have to see if Bitcoin works out, too, you know, if that's in the, if that's there for the long run. But altcoins could potentially make Bitcoin less scarce or make the scarcity less impactful. Do you know what I'm saying?
They certainly could. So the one of the thought processes here is that, okay, Bitcoin's a leap forward in many ways over currency that right. we have today. And you can pick your currency. I'll just go ahead and use two currencies that I have used in the past. I'll use silver, which has been a currency for 5,000 years at least, and the U.S. dollar, which is the predominant currency on the planet today.
Right.
So U.S. dollars, whenever they just want to stimulate the economy, they turn on the printing press. And it's not even a real printing press. It's just a digital printing press that puts these things as ones and zeros into bank accounts of very, very wealthy people that we never see. And they essentially steal value from savers and give it to what appear to be the most irresponsible people on the planet. Terrible system.
Yes.
The second is gold and silver. Really good currency that has lost favor throughout the years because of those in power's ability to manipulate it. And you can't send and receive it across the internet.
Yeah, I would think that's one of the biggest problems is the physical nature of it. And also, we don't know how much gold is in the world, right?
That's true.
We don't know how much of it exists.
Or how much is in space.
How can you gauge the scarcity?
Right. And Free Talk Live has accepted silver and gold for advertising for years, and the first Bitcoin purchase outpaced all of the metal purchases we had ever had. The first one.
Incredible. What do you think Bitcoins are worth? $10,000, a dollar, $1 million? Call it.
This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's so good to be on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. The Pro-XBN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. And, you know, I want to tell you about Pro-XBN. But tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, again, that is the Pro-XBN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. But what is Pro-XBN? Well, if you value your privacy, ProXPN is something you need. And ProXPN, it's a VPN, which is a virtual private network. And what that does is it's a global virtual private network at that. And that works with almost any internet connection, and it creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Any online application, you know, that you use, your web browser, email, you know, whatever, you know, if you use Pigeon for instant messaging, I mean, you take your pick. It runs through this 512-bit encrypted tunnel that ProXPN offers you. It's just an incredible service. If you want your privacy for your data, before it even gets to the ISPs, before it gets to Time Warner, before it gets to Verizon, whoever, this is the thing to use. There's applications to download. It's really, really simple. A lot of, you know, I got to say, a lot of VPNs can be pretty complex to set up. But ProXPN makes it easy, whether you're on Mac or if you're, you know, on Windows or using Android or iOS, they have apps and software for all of them that works very, very well, even if you're on Linux. Now, that's where it is going to be a little complex for you to set it up, but it is available if you use Linux as well. It uses OpenVPN. It also offers, with the premium account, it offers you to use PPTP. Of course, I definitely, you know, I run a tech podcast, and people ask me all the time, what's the best way to secure my data? I, of course, recommend OpenVPN, but the options are there, which is great. This only, you know, again, this is encrypting all your online data, going back and forth, and it can get you past, say, you're in an area where certain websites or videos can't be seen, because, you know, YouTube does that, where they block certain videos, and you can't watch it if you're in a certain country. ProXVPN will solve that problem for you. It's $9.95 a month, or $74.95 a year for all that ability. But if you use the code, if you use the promo code FTL20, you'll get 20% off those prices. And that means if you get the annual plan for $74.95 a year, it's only going to be about $5 a month. I mean, that's as cheap as a cup of coffee, and you're getting this incredible, incredible service. Go to proxbn.com/FTL. Use the code FTL20. Get 20% off for the life of your account. You can't beat it. That's ProXVPN.
Excellent.
Yeah, now, we were talking about Bitcoin, and there's a gentleman who claims that they're worth $10,000 a pop.
Well, I suppose this is sort of the potential value that he's making a claim, because obviously Bitcoins are trading at this point at like $205 or something
apiece. But value is subjective, and to his subjectivity, he's saying, hey, these things, and to everybody's in this case, these things should be worth $10,000 apiece.
And the reason he's stating is essentially, look, if this is going to be the world's reserve currency, then, you know, you look, there's 7.2 billion people. Obviously, the Bitcoin's going to go up from here, and others have stated the same thing.
And you know what? If you have Bitcoins and you're holding onto them and not selling them, you kind of agree with him, at least a little bit, because you think that...
Yeah, you're going to go up.
Yep.
Sure.
And, well, by the way, if you have Bitcoins and you're not selling them, you are part of the problem.
Okay? So is it a problem?
This is the difficulty when it comes to Bitcoins, is this is a currency, so it has to be being used. There needs to be volume around sort of the creation of its value.
Sure.
And that means that you've got to buy, sell, do business in Bitcoin as often as you can, move some volume around. The best thing to do is spend the Bitcoins you got, buy more with new U.S. dollars.
Right.
What I got to say is, you know, do as much business as you possibly can in Bitcoins and replace the Bitcoins you do through cashintocoins.com, which we told you about a little earlier.
Take the bad currency, put it into the good currency.
Oh, right. Gresham's Law?
Yeah.
Or isn't that not really Gresham's
Law? Not really Gresham's Law, but yeah. It's always fun to quote.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that I'm quoting is bad money drives out good, which is that people will spend the bad money and hold on to the good.
So if you've got...
spend the U.S. dollars and want to hold on to the
Bitcoin. I got a pile of Bitcoins in one hand. Obviously, that can't be the truth. And I've got...
Wait a minute. They're not real.
Okay.
You can't hold these things. They do not exist.
All right. I don't want to make a confusing analogy. Sorry. I got a pile of Bitcoins on my computer, and I've got a pile of dollars in my pocket.
In your bank account.
And I've got to pay somebody for something, perhaps some radio work this evening. Now, I've got to choose whether or not I want to pay that person in Bitcoins or dollars. Now, if I believe Bitcoins are going to appreciate by tomorrow, the smart thing to do is to pay that person in dollars, which I know are going to depreciate by tomorrow. Just a tiny little bit.
Sure.
That's what we're talking about, is basically bad money drives out good. Now, Gresham's Law actually has to do with two government currencies running at the same time. The best thing to look at is pre-1964 dimes and post-1964 dimes. If you've got a pocket full of change, dimes, some of them are pre-1964 and some of them are post-1964 right now, which ones are you going to sell when you get a bill for a dollar? I don't know what you bought for a dollar, a stick of gum.
Right. I'm going to use 10 of the
crappy
non-silver dimes.
10 dimes.
Yeah.
10 dimes.
Yeah.
10 dimes in order to pay your bill rather than using 10 silver dimes. You'd be a fool. You're paying essentially 10 times as much, 20 times as much.
The only reason someone would do that is if they were unaware that they were holding onto a silver dime.
But that's Gresham's Law.
Okay.
Going on here, that's Gresham's Law for all the beginners out there. And by the way, we were doing it for years wrong on this show.
Oh, can I make one other comment about people hoarding Bitcoin?
No.
You said if you're holding on to Bitcoins, you're part of the problem. Well, at this point now, we believe that the FBI has almost 200,000 Bitcoins that are in their possession.
Right, quite a few millions of dollars worth.
Yeah, so that would make them one of the biggest holders of Bitcoin.
In the top 70, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's kind of a scary thing to some people. But if they continue to hold on to them forever and they take them out of circulation, then... And also, there's a lot of Bitcoins that maybe people mined in their very early days and forgot about, and they just can't access them. So what we know from the Bitcoin algorithm is that 11.6 million Bitcoins exist, or somewhere thereabouts. But how many of those Bitcoins are actually in circulation or spendable, right, or accessible in some way? And it's less.
And it's really
not much less, but it's less.
It's kind of an interesting question. When the government seizes a bunch of U.S. dollars, what's it do with those? Because,
right,
I mean, they're their dollars, ultimately. The Federal Reserve put them into circulation. They are notes, which means they are debt notes. They are a representation of debt from the Treasury that the Federal Reserve puts into play. So,
right,
you know, they can actually destroy the debt with those notes if that's what they want to do. They're theirs. They can do what they want.
Well, that's something, you know, I'm shocked that they haven't just taken all these 2,000-some-odd Bitcoins and gave them to China.
200,000.
Yeah. 200,000, I'm sorry, yeah. And just said, here, look, we'll pay off the debt because China likes Bitcoins.
I don't know how the Chinese government feels about it, but certainly that's what's coming up here in the story.
I heard a statement from the FBI spokesperson or something about what are they going to do with these Bitcoins. And you know what she said? Quote, we will download the Bitcoin and then at some point we'll liquidate them.
Okay. So they intend to
sell them. They're probably going to liquidate them at some point.
I suppose it makes as good a sense as... After they download the Bitcoin.
That's a faux pas in case...
On the internet.
Yes. Through the tube. A substantially larger Bitcoin market size will help encourage acceptance within major businesses around the world. Sure, some businesses like Baidu,
which is the Chinese Google, essentially,
recently started accepting Bitcoins, but this was likely more of a marketing tactic than a shift in their business model. But yeah, that's great that it is a marketing tactic. They're accepting Bitcoins. Imagine what a great boon it would be for Bitcoin if, Amazon or Google started taking Bitcoins.
Like directly taking them, because Amazon, to some degree, does take Bitcoins if you go through certain services.
Sure, you can go through services like eGifter.com or something like that and buy...
Right, but if directly, it'd be a massive boon because you'd be getting some real goods, you know, in a very quick period of time.
You basically, in Bitcoins, depending on... You basically can buy anything you want in Bitcoins besides, like, produce. At this point, produce and maybe some meats. I don't know. You can probably find somebody somewhere who's selling, meat online with Bitcoin.
Sure. I mean, what do you think? And if these things are worth $10,000, do you think you're going to be able to go out and buy produce? Can you picture grabbing a ear of corn with a Satoshi? Call in Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. moves. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition here for you. Feel free to call in the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Again, that's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. I want to mention that if you want to help Free Talk Live out, something you can do is go to shop.freetalklive.com.
It's getting to be Christmas time.
That's right.
People are celebrating before Halloween, as much as I hate the idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Christmas just creeps itself into every part of life, just like the person that it celebrates. It won't go away.
Isn't there a war on Christmas?
A war on Christmas? If there is a war on Christmas, unfortunately, Christmas is winning.
Christmas is winning by a long shot.
It has defeated the turkey, and it is now going to defeat the pumpkin.
It's pretty soon it's going to defeat Uncle Sam and move to July 4th.
Christmas in July. I mean, there's just going to be Christmas all year soon enough. Unbelievable. But go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's a link there for Amazon, and you will get the same great prices that Amazon always offers, the same great service that Amazon always offers. But Free Talk Live will get a little cut of it, and that'll help us out, and it'll help you out, because, again, you get to use something with a great company like Amazon. So check that out, shop.freetalklive.com. Right tonight, we've been talking about it all. It's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we've recently been talking about Bitcoin, but we're here for your calls first, always. And we've got Tom in our very own New Hampshire. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I was just thinking. You get the federal government, and they say it's $17 trillion in debts, okay?
Right.
And let's say they default on those debts, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say the bank down the street is a bank, and they've got, $900 million in deposits that they have to cover from their depositors. and they've got loans and assets and everything else of $950 million. Okay, so they're all set, except that $100 million of that is federal treasuries that are no good. Now the bank is insolvent. If they shut down the bank to liquidate it, how is anybody going to buy any of the other assets when their bank is in the same situation and everybody's checking accounts have been frozen? You know?
I'm lost on this one, Tom. I'm going to need a little help.
When the Treasury defaults, then the banks that are holding Treasury securities become insolvent.
But the Treasury can't default because it's just going to print more. I mean, that's their deal with the Federal Reserve, is that the Federal Reserve is the lender of last resort. So whenever the Treasury puts out Treasury notes of some sort or another, the Federal Reserve has to, if they want to continue being the world reserve currency, has to give them money.
Well, see, if they ever when they finally stop doing that, it's going to be a massive chain of I can't pay you because the banks are all going to be shut down when they're all nobody will be able to buy any of the assets of a bank being liquidated. This happened actually in 1933. Well, something similar happened when Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared a bank holiday. And now, how can anybody go out and buy anything? All of the banks were shut down, and you know, it was a matter of confiscating the gold in those days. But
well, you don't have to do that now because of the situation with the mint. So the mint is creating these crappy little sort of tin-plated coins that they're calling quarters, like quarter of an ounce of silver.
Yeah.
Dime, that's a tenth of an ounce of silver. Nickel, which contained nickel and silver.
No longer penny, holds any of those meanings.
Right. Has none of those things involved. The penny is plated in copper, that much is true, but it doesn't have the copper in it like it used to.
And no, the copper's worth more than a penny.
Right, well, the penny is worth more than a penny, too. Let me make my point on this one, Tom, because I think it's really important. The mint, the system is so screwed up, the mint could make a $1 trillion coin if it wanted to. It could make 17 of them. It could make as many as it wants. It can make $1 coins, $100 coins, $1,000 coins. The mint can mint crap coins to pay off the crap Federal Reserve notes, the crap Treasury notes that it has taken, that the Treasury has taken to get Federal Reserve notes. It can pay it all off if it wants. So it's got sort of two systems for creating nonsense, unbacked currency that it can work against each other if it wants to. It's never going to have a situation where it can't get money, because it makes the money, and it can actually make it two ways. So it can never be caught in that situation. The only people that are ever going to be screwed here is never going to be the politicians. They can always make money. It's always going to be the people that use their crappy money.
Yeah. Now, let me mention something. In Canada, this year, they've done away with the penny. Okay, so
yeah.
Now every
good idea.
Transaction.
Let's get rid of that 1 cent piece.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all the cash transactions are rounded up or down to the nearest nickel, but if you're paying by check, it's still right down to the nearest cent. But
oh, interesting.
If the coins have become so worthless that they have bumped off the lowest one, how come they don't add the $500 bill? Because, and they say, oh, well, you know, we don't have a bigger note. You know, the reason they stopped the $1,000 bill is because of concerns about drug dealers having the nerve to deposit their own money into their own bank account. See, you know, a big stack of $100 bills is easier to find in somebody's car. But, hey, if the dollar is worth, you know, one-fifth of what it used to be, so that you're going to delete the lowest one, why not increase the biggest one because the dollar is worth so much less nowadays, and therefore the threshold for the largest note and let's say that you have to report over a certain amount if you're bringing it across the country. Why don't they raise that threshold, too?
Well, oh, because they're incrementally making it so that people can't use cash anymore because it becomes more inconvenient.
Yeah, I could believe that. But also, you know, I think, Tom, it would be that it would mess with people's heads. I mean, I think there was enough complainers. I remember when they said that they were offing the penny. There were so many people complaining. I can't believe this. It's like, oh, what am I going to do with my pennies? I mean, people just don't. It's the unfortunate
thing. Turn them in for nickels, dumb.
Right.
Come on. What do I have to do? Draw you a map here? Ah, my pennies!
I got all these jars. I was going to go buy a pool with them.
We're going to melt them down and turn them into phone wired. I mean, we'll buy them from you. They're worth more than the face value anyway. What kind of person wets their pants over whether or not we do away with the 1 cent piece?
I mean, they were. These people were freaking out, but it's the unfortunate fact that most people do not have an understanding of how money actually works and what it really is. You know, and I think Tom's bringing that to light, too, that, you know, what happens when all this stuff, you know, falls apart. And it's a great question. Tom, do you have anything else?
Yeah, you get the privacy invasion and the restrictions on liberty based on certain thresholds of money. Okay, like I was bringing up there. And they, as the dollar diminishes in value, okay, more and more people going on vacation are going to be spending more than $10,000 and having to report it. And, you know, give it another 10 years from now, it's going to be routine for people to be bringing that much money on vacation because they got to pay the hotel bill and the dental car and everything else. And
so you're saying they're not making the $500 bill to keep control?
No, they're not raising the reporting limit.
Right, okay.
And like, let's say money orders. You go down to the store and buy money orders, and up to a certain amount, no ID, no nothing. But all of these limits on how cash transactions that go unreported, the limit is becoming less and less. The invasion of privacy is coming in at a lower and lower threshold as the dollar diminishes in value, too. And then I wanted to bring that up. And when they first started these things, it's divide and conquer. Most voters could only fantasize having enough money that they would have to worry about such a thing. And it's more and more people, you know, you got to break it down into more money orders or buy them in more stores just to pay the rent.
Right. No, Tom, thank you for the call. Great points. You know, I can't help but feel that that is just a great case for Bitcoin. Look at what they're doing. I mean, just these little tricks they pull with money all the time. They end up controlling, you know, the government, that is, governments end up just controlling everything you do. And like he said, like Tom said, invading your privacy. It's shocking when you realize it and when you put it together. And again, it's a great, great case to use Bitcoin.
Well, you know, and the U.S. government's come to the conclusion that essentially anybody who's carrying around more than $1,000 in cash is a drug dealer. I mean, that's really what the world we've moved into. And I don't know how to deal with this for people.
$1,000 is not that much anymore.
It's not that much, but you know, I mean, there's times you've got to buy a trailer or a car or a house or, you know, a piece of property. I've bought property with cash.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a drug dealer.
Yeah, I mean, you do a transaction in the United States with $3,000 or more, it has to be reported by whoever it is. Doesn't matter if it's Walmart, Western Union, you take your pick of the company, they have to report it. I mean, it's crazy how this all works out. I mean, your thoughts, what do you think? 855?
855-453.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.